Hello, 5 minutes for prophetess. Psalm 91, episode 282-82. And today is the day before the last day of the year. So today is the 30th of December. And we've been personalizing Psalm 91, and we're still on verse 11 and 12. And what are we saying? For he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. This is what's happening to you right now. Angels watching over you, and they bear you up. You are not going to even kick your leg against a stone. You are not dying. You are not going to the mortuary. You are not going to the hospital. You are not. God's angels are at work over you in Jesus' name. Say amen. Oh, say amen again. Do you believe it? I believe. So we're talking about angelic activity concerning the birth of Jesus. And that's how we're ending this year with. So I spoke to you in the previous episode about how Joseph was minded to put Mary away because he found out that she was pregnant, and that Joseph was a just man. And because he was a just man, he didn't want to do it publicly. He didn't want to make a public example. So we looked at Deuteronomy, and you saw there in Deuteronomy 22, 23, and 24, how if you are betrothed, a virgin, and you are found to be a child or pregnant, what is done to you? You'll be stoned to death. So that was a previous episode. So in this episode, I'm picking up the scripture again. So going back to Matthew 1:18-25, but this time I'm picking up the scripture that says, so he didn't want to make her a public example and was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Okay, so what I want to talk about is, while he thought on these things, then the angel appeared. You know, a lot of us do not know what thoughts, thoughts, what they mean in the spirit realm. People think that, oh, when I think on something, it is me thinking. No, thoughts in the spirit realm are like words. They appear. Sometimes the thoughts that come to you are not human. They are spirits that have pushed those thoughts to you. Well, and look at your wife. This woman, you divorce her one day. That thought that comes to you, that thing is not of God. You ought to rebuke, say, you were a lie. I know who you are. You are an evil spirit. I cast you out. You will not stay here. I am not going to go through any divorce. Divorce. God hates divorce. Divorce. I'm not going to divorce. Do you understand? So that is the way. That is the way to deal with evil thoughts. So that also good thoughts that come to you that are pushed there by angels and the Holy Spirit. Maybe the thought that you should go to Bible school, or the thought that you should read the Bible more in 2021, or the thought that you should pay attention to church work, or the thought that you should help somebody who is in need, or the thought that you should take care of your wife the more, or the thought that you should please your husband the more, or the thought that you should do something, you should, the bar center or the center or the fellowship or the church or whatever, that thought, that those good thoughts that come to you, those are of God. And those evil thoughts that come to you, they are of the devil. Thoughts that, oh, eat some more. You eat. You've been eating and eating and eating. And why? No. When you come to the point where you are satisfied, and you can say no to food. So it depends on you and your make and the thoughts that keep occurring to you. So I want you to take note of the thoughts that keep occurring to you. They are spiritual. They have a spiritual source. Could be from Satan or from God.
and you should use the word of God. You see, that's the only thing you can use to be able to discern where the thoughts are coming from, is the word. That's why Hebrews 4:12 say, for the word of God is quick, or is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Then he said, able to discern the thoughts of men. It can divide the, it's only the it has the ability to discern and to divide our thoughts and show us this from the spirit, this from the soul, this is from a man, this from an angel, this from a demon. It's the word of God. So put any time any thought occurs to you and strikes you, use the word of God. Just measure it up with the word. And if it's of the devil, you will know. So the thought that, oh, your mother's ghost is following you is not of God. Where from that? Where from that? Or the thought that maybe I would die early, man. Like, it's not of God. Refuse it. So these are the things you have to take note of. Thoughts are not just just fleeting thoughts that go through. No. They are coming from the spirit realm. They are thoughts that come from the thoughts of suicide. They are coming from the spirit realm. When somebody keeps saying, you know, me out that, those things, they come from the spirit realm. So when Joseph was minded, and he was thinking, but while he thought on these things, then behold, the angel of the Lord appeared. And the angel spoke and said, no, these things you are thinking of, that is not the way to go. What are you going to do? It said, Mary, your wife, she is conceived. What is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. It is not a man who has put the seed there. It is the Holy Spirit who has put that word. When she said, be it unto me according to your word, and said that to the angel in Luke 1, immediately she said that, the power of the Holy Spirit came over, and that word became flesh in her. So, I don't know what thoughts are going through your mind. This word will help you to be able to check your thoughts, because these thoughts that you think can lead you. Listen, there are some thoughts that can lead a woman to leave a matrimonial home and go and become a prostitute. A thought that can lead a pastor who was in a good church to just leave and go and become one stranded person who is trying to bring people into his own personal church, which is not working. Better to be the head or the leg of an elephant than the head of an ant. So you, thoughts are, you must know the source, and you can only know through the word. As I say, Hebrews 4:12. And 13, go to it and read. You're so blessed. Bye.